Cell phone video of that fatal police shooting over the weekend in Los Angeles is circulating. It shows officers in a chaotic scene wrestling down first a homeless man outside a tent, then a woman, then... The man, identified so far only by his street name Africa, died in the shooting. L.A. Police Commander Andrew Smith says he resisted arrest, and officers tried to subdue him with a taser before, they say, he tried to take one of their guns and was shot. The video is viewed more than 4 million times in the first 12 hours after it was posted. Steve Chiotakis is covering the story for KCRW. And Steve, so the police have given their preliminary account. What happens now?
This morning, Robin, they're trying to actively find other video of the incident. They're looking at buildings nearby, near the Skid Row area where this happened, surveillance videos that may be in the area, and also other people who may have been looking at it through their phones.
The Los Angeles Times is quoting some eyewitnesses who give conflicting accounts, one who said that officers went straight to lethal force, another who said he did hear officers say, gun, gun, he's got my gun. But as you say, this is still being sorted out. What about the woman in the scene? What is she said to be doing?
Police say that she tried to grab one of the officers' billy clubs. Of course, they handcuffed her and moved her to the side as this other scuffle was taking place. So they're not absolutely sure what she was doing. This whole thing, Robin, started with an incident in L.A. on Skid Row. You can put these tents on the side of the street at night. They let you do that in the overnight hours for shelter. And then during the day, these tents have to be taken up. So there was a squabble in one of these tents. Police were called. This man, as you said, named Africa on the street, was not abiding by police orders to come out of the tent. They dragged him out, and that's when the scuffle began.
There are also other reports that the police were called to the area because of a report of an armed robbery. But either way, the police arrive, and then it just seemed to get incredibly chaotic. I'm sure opinions are across the board. What are people saying?
Well, this is eerily similar to another incident that happened last year, not too long after the Michael Brown incident in Ferguson, Missouri. There was a young man named Ezell Ford who community members in South L.A. said had been mentally ill. Police say that they were checking to see what he was doing. They stopped him. There was a struggle. He tried to grab their gun, and they shot and killed him on the street. So there had been protests about that. So people are very nervous about police activity in the area, and they're obviously very distrustful about what goes on. So they gathered last night in Pershing Square in downtown Los Angeles. In the middle of the rain, by the way, it doesn't rain very often here in Los Angeles, but there was a crowd of several dozen people who gathered in Pershing Square to protest this violence, this police violence again. And for their part, the police, there is a civilian police force, an oversight committee, if you will, headed up by a gentleman named Steve Soboroff, who says, look, we're going to get to the bottom of this no matter what happens. We're going to find out what happened because we are sensitive to what's going on in the community.
Steve Chiotakis of KCRW on this week's fatal police shooting of a homeless man in Los Angeles. Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And we'll link you to that cell phone video of the shooting at hereandnow.org with the warning, it is disturbing.